Lord, we thank you for the strength that you give. You embolden us with courage and cause us to stand upright. We are so grateful for your presence and peace at all times. Amen. From the Blessed Mother, things are coming to a head. Convergence. Are you ready? This is a very complicated operation, and a failure on any part could result in disaster. So continue your prayers. Judgment is coming, but many things are being lessened by your sufferings and prayers. Ezekiel wishes above all to stay the course and finish the race, but Claire, the pain is excruciating. Mother, please, can he not lessen it? Your prayers are working on that end, but he is a very sick man, and only grace is keeping him alive, because he does not want to abandon the battle, but it is costing him much. Oh, please help him, Mother, please. I know you have the elixir of life, and you could calm him. Stay in the saddle, Claire. I know how exhausted you are. I have not forgotten you, and you are being given supernatural strength. It's just very, very hard. Stay with it. We will come to your rescue. Stay with it. This is a battle for life or death, and you've been feeling the extremes of both. Continue to hold up under pressure. Thank you, Mother. I receive from you all you have for me. Please lead and guide me with music, although it seems so far from necessary. In heaven, you will understand more about the necessity of your involvement in it. It is important for you to get a hold of your children and tell them what is going on and what the potentials for trouble are. Help them to understand that all of this is much bigger than Facebook being down. This is a worldwide crisis with predictions coming to pass. Wars and rumors of wars, famines, shortages, economic chaos, and political confusion. They know what is right. Stay with the right program. This is no longer a time to sit on the fence. Fence sitting will not be tolerated. You are either for or against the Republic of this United States, or your life is in the hands of a corrupt system and communism. You will either suffer want to stay free or buy into the program to keep food in your stomachs. Please do not give in. Hold fast to what has been taught them from childhood and manfully stand for your rights and faith. Those of you who want a comfy lifestyle at the expense of truth and righteousness will be selling their souls to the devil for a morsel of bread. Later, after they have accepted the mark, terrible boils will break out on their bodies, causing much pain and a desire for death which will evade them. Children, you see what is happening. You see the coming of the mark. You know the consequences for you and your children. Choose wisely. Your eternal destination is at risk here. This is no longer just a political game. The real deal is here. God will provide for you at the refuge if you choose wisely, and you will be protected. But you cannot be a fence sitter.